Thank you all very much for joining us. We're sorry we were delayed a little bit. The Finance Committee ran over a little bit, and then we had some great pictures that we were taking with the people who are going to receive some awards this morning. I would remind everybody, and particularly those who have left in here, we are on the air. We're being recorded, and we're on computer streaming live, so make sure you don't do anything that you don't want your grandmother to see. So let's start with a roll call.
Okay. Governor Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Banks.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
Director Wiseman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Christy?
Great. We'd like to start today, as the chair mentioned, and I think all of you know, we had a pretty important contest, and we want to recognize some of our award winners here today. We're actually pleased to announce the winners of the 2012 Tollway Map Cover Art Contest. With us today is the grand prize winner, whose artwork will be featured as our next map cover. And we also have the winners of each of our contest categories: distracted driving, green transportation, and tollway of the future. We are appreciative of the support from our contest partners, US Equities and Blick Art Materials. With us here today are Richard Jacobson from Blick and Cindy Odrobniak from US Equities. Earlier this year, we decided to seek out the talent of some of our local high school students and trying to create the next cover for our tollway map. And we sent word out to high school art teachers in the 12 counties in the tollway region. And we're thrilled to have 76 entries for our art contest. We had a very public process to try to determine the winner of the contest. We were actually able to work to set up locations at our tollway oases where the public was allowed to vote on the different artwork, as well as, you know, voting from the board members and tollway employees and online. It was really about 10,000 public votes were actually cast online, so it was something that a lot of people participated in, which is exciting.
Speaking of grandmothers,
right, of course, there was no, I'm sure that there it was all quite above board, and many uninterested parties cast ballots for the art contest winners. So the entries with the most public votes in each of the categories were then identified as finalists, and our sponsors and board of directors ultimately made the final selection. So I'm going to go up to the podium and announce our winner is actually Louis Cafaro. And if you would come up, I'm going to present you with the certificate, and then we'll come up to the podium. Beautiful artwork you can see here is going to be our next map cover, so nice work.
Thank you.
So, Christy, somebody asked when the map actually comes out. Anybody?
I think this is our, when does the map come out, Joel?
The 2012 map, so it'll be out at the beginning of next year.
So, but not January 1, into a little into next year, or January 1 of next year? Right in that neighborhood. Okay. Dominica, I want to make sure I pronounce your last name wrong. Okay, very good. Congratulations, you were the winner in, I'm sorry, I've taken my note out too soon, the distracted driving category, very important to us, so thank you very much. In the green transportation category, we have Ashley Miyagawa. I had a little help from my friendly tollway staff. Thank you very much. And last but not least, in the tollway of the future, we have Kaylee Sherrod. So thanks very much to all of our contest participants. I'll take my little post-it notes. with me. We were thrilled to have such a high level of activity and interest in it, so that was exciting. Yes, Richard, would you stand up to just be recognized? You guys were so generous to provide some support. We also have the teachers of the students, many of our contest winners here today. And you know, teachers don't get enough recognition probably, so why don't the teachers stand up too, you guys?
Okay, well, thank you very much. I think we'll recognize the parents, too.
And the parents. We did do this at the beginning, so you do not need to feel, you're welcome to stay, but you do not need to feel obligated to stay through the entire board meeting if you do not have time this morning, but we really appreciate everybody coming.
And there were formal pictures taken, and we will send you the newsletter and the materials when our pictures are done. So thank you again for participating. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I see no slips indicating there are people who want to make public comment. Is there anyone here who would like to make public comment? No. Okay. Then let's move to the agenda, and under my section, 4.0, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting, the executive session, and the minutes of the board meeting held on the 31st.
So move.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. We had one committee meeting this morning, excuse me. We do have a section on committee reports. Mark, is there anything you'd like to talk about there?
No, I think that basically there were quite a few board members and directors that were here, and we got to do the committee and partake in that committee. So I don't want it for the second time, and I know we started this meeting a little late moving forward.
Okay, great. And we'll take up on the consent agenda the various things that we talked about. The one thing that did come up there that we will talk about in executive session is the non-revenue transponders. And everybody does have a presentation on his or her computer. If you were not at the meeting at the time that was presented, you can certainly take a look at that. And if you'd like a hard copy, Trenise will make that available for the executive session. But it is something that we don't vote on. We just like to discuss, make sure everybody's comfortable with the direction that the management is going on this. Okay. And thank you, Mark. He had a great maiden voyage on his cherry. I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. The first is to thank the staff, everybody, for the budget meeting that was held here at the Tollway and the open house that was out at the South Suburban Oasis last night. It was a great presentation. Should you be interested, we have what seemed like a very long DVD of Mike Kelch as an anchor person talking through the budget with great graphics. So
it was rolling. It wasn't long. It was repeated for anybody who happened to come in. It flew by.
For those of you who would like to make nominations for the Academy Awards, Mike will be there for you, or you can put it live on YouTube. But everybody did do a great job, and we actually had, I thought, some very interesting comments last night. Somebody who is a large company with trucks who came and talked about fleet management, something Christy was already ahead on, thinking about in terms of our services to customers. But I thought it was great and very well done. So thank you, everybody. I know that takes a lot of effort. And then just two other things. One is I want to thank the new directors who came out for the orientation and the staff who put the orientation together. This is a very complicated organization, as I know you're all finding out. And I think people did a stupendous job in starting people to get on the foundation of what's going on out here, and obviously we'll continue to have questions and concerns, but which will always be available to be answered. But thank you for that. And then finally, we have agreed on committee structure and membership. As we mentioned, Director Peterson will be chairing the Finance, Administration, and Operations Committee, and members will be Director Banks and Director Gonzalez. In terms of strategic planning, the chair will be Director Wisner. We'll continue in the chair. Director Sweeney has volunteered to participate in that. Director Towns will continue on. in terms of customer service, Director Reddick has agreed to chair that, and Director Darcy and Towns will be the members there. The Audit Committee, Director Gonzalez, we're so happy somebody wanted to chair the Audit Committee. Director Banks had agreed to do that in the past, but this is something that Director Gonzalez is very eager to do, and we're delighted to have a professional auditor help us with that. Director Wisner will serve as a member, and I will also serve as a member on that. So that the directors of the standing committees will be on the executive committees. I'll chair that, so that would be Directors Gonzalez, Peterson, Reddick, and Wisner. And we will have a very short meeting of the executive committee immediately after we adjourn our full board meeting, just to talk about the process for the review of the executive director. So thank you all very much. Christy.
Great. Well, as you mentioned, we did receive some feedback on our 2012 tentative budget. We had both a hearing here at the tollway on November 15th, and then yesterday we're out at the Southland Oasis. We continue to work to get the word out through our newsletters and media to engage people in our process. But honestly, you know, the turnout this year was small, as it typically is. Although we did get, I think, some good comments and feedback on issues, particularly one individual who had some questions about the way we work with our fleet customers, which I know we're already working on a solution, and Shauna is already engaging with that, but it will be helpful to follow back up with that individual. We had about a dozen customers stop by yesterday afternoon at the Oasis to, you know, kind of look at the presentation materials and talk about particularly some of our capital plans. And generally there was positive feedback to 294-57 interchange, which obviously would affect that part of the region very specifically. And three people also logged onto the live webcast of the public hearing. We did receive a virtual comment online that was sent after the hearing had already closed, but you'll get copies of all of those official comments. You may actually already have them. But I think that it's you know, been a good process. So I think that as far as my items, I did want to give the board a heads up. We have been working on our call center customer service call center contract. As you remember, this is one that we had, for those of you who are here, you may remember that this is one that we had identified maybe the opportunity for a not-for-profit or state-use partnership, similar to what we did with the license plate image review. We are continuing to work with some state-use vendor to see if there's an opportunity. We had some going back and forth on the cost related to that call center contract. There will likely, both with the toll increase coming into effect January 1, as well as just continued kind of contract negotiations and the fact that a call center isn't something that could be transitioned quickly, we will likely have a short contract extension for the existing call center providers. We continue to work out, hopefully, the details of, we're still trying to drive toward, again, a state use partnership. The state use program is, again, a program where companies that work with disadvantaged individuals, people with disabilities, veterans, people in job training programs for one purpose or another, or not-for-profit agencies do provide services to state agencies, and we are trying to avail ourselves of those opportunities. We do that now for our license plate image review with the state use vendor. So, you know, that is something that we are trying to work toward. But just so you know, that will be something, that extension will be something that you will likely be seeing, so that we can continue our call center services at the current location. I think that really does it for my update. I know that we have some things that we'll be reviewing later in the board meeting and in the executive session. So I think that's everything, unless there are any questions people have for me.
I would just ask, since we presented the budget at the last meeting, whether any of directors have had any concerns that have come up or any things that they want to raise about that. And I know sometimes it goes into people who, not that everybody follows the tollway budget too terribly closely, but if there's anything.
I'd like the board and our finance to take into consideration what we saw in the finance presentation. That seems like you know, we didn't, we knew we had some vacant positions in a toll, operation that seemed like it saved the tollway about $5 million in the 2011 budget, and also we talked about the insurance of savings of another $5 million. So you have like an additional $10 million that'll probably hit the reserve account. Also, going under budget, being conservative on the budget for 2011, if capital expenditures are going to be roughly about $50 to $60 million less, I only ask the board and our finance to take that into consideration when we move into 2012, because when I look at the 2012 budget, it seems like we have on the budget to issue a bond roughly about $200 million sometime in July. And if there's a possibility because of the savings that we've done in 2011 that the bond doesn't have to be $200 million, I think that it seemed like we were taking that bond out to either year 2034 or 2035. I can't remember. It seems like we're adding another year to our debt service. But if we're able to save money by coming under budget, and we don't need it because I'm not too sure where the fund balances are in these accounts, but if we have an extra reserve and we're coming very much under budget in 2011, is there a possibility where we reduce that new bond that we're looking to do for $200 million in July just not to put such a more of a debt on the tollway that it needs?
I think it could be something that we would take up. I think that the push-pull for us on any of this is that we are actually looking to, with some of these design contracts that we're issuing, with some of the recent bulletins that we've either put out or are planning to put out, we are looking for those engineers to try to accelerate that work so that we can get to construction earlier, because we are getting very competitive pricing. So I think that it will be, you know, we'll continue to work with the board to see how we balance. We're, you know, very low cost of borrowing now versus an unknown cost of borrowing in year 10, 12, 15, as well as good construction prices. You know, we actually are trying to see if we can accelerate and get to a point where the tollway could actually do more construction next year, or get more projects started next year if we could, just because we do have a better sense of, you know, project costs now and a very competitive environment. But I think it's something that, you know, between the Finance Committee and primarily the Finance Committee, honestly, we'll continue to kind of keep you posted of what those pressures on capital are going to be. Mike, did you have anything else?
I would just add, one of the things that we would need to look and talk through is some of the 2012 tentative budget did make some modifications to the assumptions of what we would spend in 2011. In the capital program, so that does roll into our cash flow needs for next year. The comparison we did this morning was relative to what we initially budgeted. So in our cash flow in 2012 for the capital program, we had anticipated that some of that savings would occur in 2011 in terms of reduced spending in 2011. So we'll just have to look through those.
Okay.
Talk through those issues.
The other thing that I actually now feel like we should mention here, we have tried to talk about it in our public hearings on the budget, but just so we mentioned it at a board meeting, as you are all aware, shortly after the board approved the tentative budget in October, we did get a notice from the State Employee Retirement System that they would be actually increasing the amount of funding that they were going to be requiring from the tollway to fund our portion of the pension obligations next year. That was something that wasn't contemplated, despite our aggressive efforts to try to get that information in advance. It is something that typically does come out at around the same time that we do our tentative budget. So because they are on a state fiscal year, we are on a calendar fiscal year, that will be something that will impact our budget in the second part of next year, about $1.6 million more than we had anticipated. Now, of course, between some of the savings that we're trying to capture and some of the other line items and negotiate, and you know that significant reserve deposit that we were trying to add to our reserve account, we do think it can be accommodated, but it is a change, potential change from the tentative budget that will have some impact on the December budget, and we're still trying to work out just how much we're going to have to add to the budget versus moving into different categories. Fair
yes.
Description?
So the budget that we vote on in December will be
different from the one that we saw last month and the one that was out in public hearings in this respect.
Well, but the one that was out in public hearings, we did try to make note of this.
Good.
That's why we wanted to make sure the public had an opportunity to respond to this. So it is something that we did try to note in the presentation.
I'm assuming that increase in contribution applies across the board to other agencies that are...
It is, and you know, the state is facing a much larger increase overall, as you can imagine. So all agencies that participate in the retirement system that will be impacting, yes.
I think in the last item, if we could just also look at, if we do go ahead with the $200 million issuance of the bond, in the debt service, we were, I think, estimating nearly a little over $10 million of issuance cost. It seemed kind of high, so I believe maybe there's got to be some refunding that's going to be happening besides a new bond.
Yeah, I think that was not just the $200 million, but also the potential refund.
Right, and I think that was interest cost, not issuance cost.
We're at a budget, it's not just an issuance cost, so...
Well, issuance cost will not...
Thank you.
Do you foresee any negative impact on the interest with the default in Jefferson County?
I think there was
an uptick
that the market has in the last couple of days corrected. I think they look at that as kind of an isolated...
So Director Gonzalez's comment before last reminded me of two things that I should have said during my remarks. The first is when you talked about the reserve. I believe we added, and Trinise and I were editing quite late last night, so you do not have a copy of this, but you will get it shortly. The action items that come out of the board meeting, she has a running list of things that were suggested by various directors to be acted on, and that included a discussion about creating a policy about the level of the reserve account. And so that will be something that will be on the list that will end up coming through the... Well, maybe it is here, Mark. Pull something out.
It is under Chair's item, additional item.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
okay. And so I should have had the good sense to open this up.
You have a copy.
It is here somewhere. But that's something that we'll take up. The second thing that I should have mentioned, that, and now that we've got the committees in place with the chairs, many of the committees already have put together work plans for what they'll be doing over the next year. For the new chairs, we'll be reviewing those and making sure that the work plans cover everything that the chairs and the members think are important. And from that, we'll build an agenda of what's going to happen over the year from the committees, and then what will be coming up to the board when, so that we have a sense throughout the year of what the flow of the work is. You look confused or surprised? Okay, thank you. Is there anything else on the budget? Any other matter? Okay, then I think what we can do, if that's okay, is move to the consent agenda. We had full discussion of this within the Finance and Administration Committee. This is the committee that met this morning and had moved on these items. So I'm happy to stop and review anything for those directors who were not here, but just let me know. Under Finance 6.1, we'll take only the first one. May I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And then the second one, there's a recusal for Director Peterson, so let's take that one alone.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, great. So then let's take the last one under Finance. Can you hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Okay, so on information systems, why don't we take 1 through 3?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Engineering, I think you can take all of these together. And this is a lot. If anybody has any questions on these, you can ask Paul. We'll take 1 through 12.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you. The administration item pertains to collective bargaining, so we'll discuss that in executive session. The executive session will then adjourn. We'll come back into full session briefly after that and vote on this if there's agreement to vote, or it can be put off if we don't reach agreement. So we'll skip over that one. Legal, we'll do 1 through 5.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Is there any unfinished business? Any new business? We have quite a few things, I think, to go over in executive session, so I'll ask for Liz to read a motion to go into executive session.
Chair, motion to move into executive session to discuss litigation pursuant to Section 2C11 and collective bargaining matters pursuant to Section 2C2 and if there are any personnel matters pursuant to Section 2C1 of the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, thank you very much. Could we have someone move that motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll go into executive session. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who came. Appreciate it.